Hello and welcome or welcome back. I'm Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. One of the questions many of us have is, what are the talents of the really impactful coaches, the ones that do an amazing job? Of course, one of the easy answers to give you is, take a look at the core competencies of a coach. Take a look at the PCC markers. Read the code of ethics. Yes, we'll overview that. And let's go even deeper. Perhaps you've heard the tale of an old woodcutter who so impressed their king way back in the day that they were given the most important tasks and the most significant areas of forest to cut. And this woodcutter was amazing. The volume of cutting they did was unsurpassed anywhere in the land. So an incredible job. And they worked for that king. And over time, the volume became less and less. And the woodcutter was perplexed because they were working the same number of hours and working just as hard, swinging that axe and moving through. What's the reason they were cutting less? What was going on? With time, their axe had become dull and therefore less effective. The woodcutter simply had to sharpen their axe, and then they were once again cutting at the high volume. Much like the woodcutter sharpening the axe, coaches must constantly sharpen our tools to ensure we are effective and impactful. So what are the talents of impactful coaches? Well, first off, we fully engage in the training and we fully engage with that growth mindset. During that training, we're going to learn about ICF's core competencies. What are those competencies? So first, we have demonstrating the ethical practice. So ICF publishes the code of ethics. We take a class on it. We talk about it. We talk about what it means and the application. It is fascinating because so often people come to coach training and say, oh, well, I'm an ethical person. And of course they are. Ethical people are the ones who are drawn to coaching in the first place. I also hear from many of the people in coach training, oh, we have a code of ethics. I'm very much used to this. I know this. And here's what I can share with you. There are some nuances in ICF's code of ethics that are completely unique and different. They're specific to coaching. And so it is absolutely essential for an impactful coach to engage in that training with the growth mindset of saying, okay, what am I going to learn? What can I learn? What am I learning? What's new? What's different? Because that growth mindset is how they're really going to get what it means to be ethical and to demonstrate that ethical practice. The second competency we have is called embodying a coaching mindset. Because the previous podcasts were talking about this extensively, I'm going to go with a quick summary. A coaching mindset is going to be open, curious, flexible, and completely focused on the client. It is all about the client. A coaching mindset also means truly engaging in our own ongoing learning and development. The next competency we have refers to establishing and maintaining our agreements. As a coach, we create these agreements in three phases. First is our initial conversation with a prospective client. What is coaching? What isn't it? How does it work? What's it like? And really discussing that. The second phase is the formal agreement. Now, in most countries in the world, that's going to be written. In some countries, a written agreement is considered insulting. And so it's a formal verbal agreement. It's based on what is appropriate for the client. The third phase of establishing and maintaining the agreement happens every single coaching conversation. And what does it mean? It means the coach is asking the client, what do you want to focus on? What specifically do you want to accomplish in this conversation? How will you know this coaching session was successful for you? What does it mean to you to accomplish that? What do you feel has to be addressed to make sure you do accomplish that? What might get in the way? How do you want to approach this conversation? And so as a coach, truly exploring and getting that agreement before we do anything else. We've got to have that in place for a successful coaching session. Then we have our competency of cultivating trust and safety. The number one indicator of success in a coaching relationship is rapport. And rapport is built on that space of trust and safety. Very specifically, when a client knows that they can be open and share things and explore things because it's a safe place and because the coach is going to respect their confidentiality, then you have that level of rapport. You've created that trust and safety for them, and that in turn means they can truly get there and have that conversation. Our next competency is maintains presence. As a coach, it is our responsibility to get everything else out of the way, to get everything else we have going on out of the way, and to mentally, emotionally, and physically be present and focused on our client so that we are truly giving them our very best. Then we have our competency of listens actively. Many times I've said the irony around listening is that most of us say, oh yeah, I'm a pretty good listener. And if you ask people, do you think others listen well? Most of the time the answer you're going to get is no. And so there's definitely a disconnect or a gap there. So what are the skills for really listening and listening deeply? So coaches are listening to what the client is saying. They're listening to what they're not saying. They're confirming understanding with their client. They're exploring beyond what is said. They're listening to patterns over time. There are many, many ways of listening, and it is absolutely an essential skill set. Truly listening and listening deeply is also foundational in terms of the coach using their own intuition. Because when they are really listening to the client, what's being said, what isn't being said, what's behind all of it, then their intuition kicks in. And it helps in terms of knowing what else to ask, what else to talk about and explore. The seventh competency is evokes awareness. Evoking awareness is where the exploration is happening. It's where we're asking those coaching questions. And coaching questions are different than other types of questions. They're short, they're simple, they're clear, they're direct. Most of the time they start with the words what or how, because they're open and truly open to whatever the possibilities are. Of course, when we're formulating the questions as a coach, things that we learn in training include using the client's language, recognizing the client's culture and beliefs and values and experiences, and incorporating what we know about the client in the questions that we ask and the way that we ask them. It also means inviting clients to reflect on their own thinking and behaviors and emotions, and what's going on and what the patterns are, and exploring what the opportunities and possibilities are, so that we're truly opening up their thinking because we're giving them that safe space and asking those powerful coaching questions. That's evoking awareness. Then we have the competency of facilitates client growth. So as a coach, we're inviting the client to say what they're learning and to consider how they will take that learning and apply it for themselves moving forward. We often think about coaching being about action steps, plans, what's somebody going to do and how are they going to do it. Sometimes it is. All of the time, it involves much more than that. It involves how people think about it, how they feel about it, their motivators, their attitudes, how whatever it is they want to work on and change impacts their own belief system or values, what their various priorities are that may be competing or their influencing factors. Ultimately, it's up to the client to decide. Do they want to create an action plan for themselves, or do they want this time to be a chance to think out loud, to reflect, to have somebody challenge and expand that thinking? Or is it a combination, which is most often the case? It's a combination. It's both who they are and what they're doing. A big part of learning to be a coach and be impactful of a coach is that code of ethics that we talked about. Above and beyond that, okay, what are the basic steps? Yeah, we do the training. We develop the skills based on the competencies. We live that code of ethics. We continue forward with our own ongoing learning and development. We move into, at a minimum, if we're going to call ourselves a coach professionally, membership in the ICF. That requires 60 hours of training, and that training has to be based on those competencies and ethics. Then we go on and we earn a credential, and earning a credential involves experience as a coach, working with a mentor coach, being assessed and passing the exam. And of course, depending on the level of credential, there's more training hours involved and more experience hours involved. And once somebody earns membership in the ICF or a credential with the ICF, maintaining that requires ongoing continuing education and ongoing learning. And that growth mindset comes right back in. We're talking about being impactful as a coach, and everything I'm sharing with you is what the coach is doing in terms of their own learning and growth and development. You're perhaps thinking, okay, wait a minute. We're talking about being impactful with our client. As a coach, your own preparation in terms of who you are and how you are and how you do what you do is absolutely essential if you're going to be impactful with a client. And the truly talented, impactful coaches fully recognize that the client is their own best expert. That client is fully capable of discovering their own answers, of designing their own actions, of achieving what they choose. Because if we want this coaching engagement to be successful, both the coach and the client have got to recognize the power of the coaching process. They've got to believe in the coaching process and be confident in the coaching process. Both the coach and the client also have to be confident in the coach, that the coach has done the work to become a coach in terms of training, the experience, and the growth. And both the coach and the client have got to be confident in the client and in the client's ability to do it. It's amazing, even when we have clients that say, oh, I can't, or I don't know, or I'm not sure. The coaching process supports them so they do figure it out because they have that answer within and they have the ability within to design their own plan or strategy and to make it work for themselves. Truly impactful coaches are the ones who do their own work along the coaching journey to show up as a coach and to stay true to that role, which means they're there as a partner and the client is fully empowered. That's what's going to make a difference in terms of impact and being talented as a coach. Have a fabulous day. Do come visit us at www.coachcert.com.